This is an unfair hearing test. The words have been carefully chosen so that they are easily confused with other words which sound much the same, and we have rigged the test to prove a point. You will hear the list of words three times. First, filtered as though you had a slight high-frequency hearing loss. People with this degree of impairment often do not even realize they have a loss. In fact, they get very indignant when their friends suggest that they may have a hearing problem. At other times, they are very frustrated because they think everyone is mumbling, even when they're not. We will also speak just a little softly, so you will have to concentrate hard on hearing the words correctly. You are to write them down. We think you're going to have a little problem getting them 100% right. Remember, we are giving you a little hearing loss as you listen to the test. Go ahead, try it. Write the words in column A on the worksheet. Here is the list. Ready?
Number one, fill. Number two, cat. Number three, thumb. Number four, heap. Number five, rise. Number six, wedge. Number seven, fish. Number eight, shows. Number nine, bed. Number 10, juice.
Now, we will repeat the list without eliminating any of the high or low frequencies, just as though you had normal hearing. But again, just a little softly, so it isn't too easy for you. This time, use column B to write them down.
Number one, fill. Number two, catch. Number three, thumb. Number four, heap. Number five, wise. Number six, wedge. Number seven, fish. Number eight, shows. Number nine, bed. Number 10, juice.
Was that better? Good. I'm still not willing to bet that you got them all right. There are some tricky words on the list. Now comes the interesting part. This time, instead of filtering out the high frequencies, we are going to put in a little more of them. It will sound as though you are wearing a hearing aid, which is compensating for your hearing loss, by giving extra emphasis to the frequencies that you don't hear so well. Try it once again. This time, write the words in column C.
Number one, fill. Number two, catch. Number three, thumb. Number four, heap. Number five, wise. Number six, wedge. Number seven, fish. Number eight, shows. Number nine, bed. Number 10, juice.
Now, if your hearing is normal, you should have done as well on column B as on column C. But even with reasonably normal hearing, the third reading, with a little high-frequency emphasis, probably sounded a little more distinct than the normal reading of list B. We said it was an unfair hearing test. Did list C sound a lot sharper? If it did, you may have enough of a hearing loss to want a professional hearing test. It is now time to turn the record over. You might want to take a little break and check the words on your list against the correct words printed on the back of the record jacket.